Chapter 11. Diana was surprised to find Jesse waiting in his Explorer downstairs from her apartment. She rapped her knuckles against his car window to get his attention. "Spying on me, Stone?" she said, unable to keep a straight face. "If you are, I can see that surveillance isn't your strong suit."
"Business in town. Thought I'd surprise you."
"Mission accomplished. Come on up."
When Jesse got out of his old SUV, Diana threaded her arms around him, holding him tight to her. The gun on her hip, beneath her blazer, dug into Jesse's side. He didn't seem to care. When he was with her, he was happy in a way he couldn't put into words. He'd once told Diana that she freed him from his own head. And that was as close as he'd come to explaining her effect on him. He'd since given up trying. Jen always had the opposite effect on him. Her insecurities were contagious and had a way of focusing Jesse's attention on the things that had gone wrong between them and in his own life, even before they'd met.
"Business?" she asked, pushing back from him to find her keys.
"Gino Fish."
"What about him?"
"Murdered his receptionist and then put one through his brain."
Diana, who knew a little something about the workings of the Boston mob from her FBI days, and who had heard Jesse's stories of Gino and Vinny, made a face.
"Doesn't sound like the kind of thing a man like Gino Fish would do."
"That's what Vinny Morris said."
He could tell she was going to keep the conversation going, so he held his palm up to stop her.
"Let's continue this upstairs."
"When we get upstairs, I won't feel like talking anymore."
He smiled.
"I was hoping you'd say that."
90 minutes later, Jesse was sitting at the kitchen table while Diana worked on a spinach, pancetta, and cheddar omelet.
"Okay, Jesse, to continue that discussion we were having downstairs."
He played dumb.
"What discussion was that?"
"Gino Fish. You said Vinnie Morris doesn't believe Gino would commit suicide."
"He doesn't buy either part of it, the murder or the suicide."
"What about you?" she asked.
He didn't answer right away. While he believed everything he said to Vinnie Morris about how one person can never really know another person, and about how the Boston PD was sure they had the scenario right, Jesse also had his doubts. It wasn't as if he hadn't known Gino Fish for many years. He agreed with Vinnie that this wasn't the type of scenario he would have ever envisioned Gino being a part of. It was too operatic for a man like Fish. But Jesse believed just as strongly that a good cop followed the evidence. The evidence, all the evidence, points to murder-suicide. The receptionist was stabbed through the heart and posed in an affectionate manner afterward. And there's no doubt Gino killed himself. She put a dish up to the edge of the pan, slid half the omelet onto the plate, and then, with a flick of her wrist, flopped the other half atop the omelet already on the plate. It formed a perfect half moon, wilted spinach leaves and orange cheese oozing out the sides. The steam rising off the omelet smelled of the crisp, savory Italian bacon. Diana cut the omelet in two and used a spatula to place Jesse's portion on another plate, beside a small mixed green salad. Diana was a woman possessed of many skills. Chief among them was her keen power of observation. "I didn't ask you what the evidence pointed to," she said, sitting down across from Jesse. "I asked you what you thought."
"I have my doubts."
"Are you going to leave it, Jesse?"
He ignored the question and took a mouthful of the omelet.
"This is great. Is there anything you can't do?"
"The cha-cha. I'm hopeless at it."
"Oh, and I can't forget an unanswered question."
He smiled. She did that to him a lot.
"No, I'm not going to leave it. I owed Gino a last favor, and Vinny called in the marker."
She screwed up her face.
"But you owed the favor to Gino, not Vinny."
"Not the way these guys operate. My debt didn't die with Gino. Truth is, I would have looked into it whether Vinny called in the marker or not."
She dropped it, and he was happy to let her. They ate the rest of their omelet and salads in silence. When they were done, Jesse cleaned up.
"I called Jen," he said, scraping off the dishes into the garbage.
I told her I wasn't coming.
And?
And nothing. I wished her luck and success, and said it would be odd for both of us if I was there. Then I got off the phone. Even spoke to her fiancé, Hale. Sounded like a nice man. Diana stood up, came around the table, kissed Jesse's neck, and threw her arms around him.